Now, you will hear the second segment.
Language is one of the characteristics that is traditionally thought to distinguish human beings from animals. But research into animal communication continues to fascinate and surprise. Joanne Miller reports.
Do parrots actually understand what they're saying? Science's best-known parrot died on September 6th, aged 31. Alex, his name, is supposedly an acronym of Avian Learning Experiment, spent his life learning complex tasks that it had originally been thought only primates could master. Ron Swartz tells us more.
Prior to Alex, researchers had made an elementary error in trying to teach their anthropoid subjects to speak. Chimpanzee vocal cords are simply not up to this. And it was not until someone had the idea of teaching chimps sign language any progress was made. The researchers' assumption was that chimps might be able to understand and use human sign language because they are humanity's nearest living relatives. It took a brilliant insight to turn this human centricity on its head and look at the capabilities of a species only distantly related to humanity, but which can, nevertheless, speak the words people speak. Parrot.
Dr. Pepperberg, in 1977, bought a one-year-old African grey parrot. Using a training technique now employed on children with learning difficulties, in which two adults handle and discuss an object, sometimes making deliberate mistakes, Dr. Pepperberg and collaborators at the University of Arizona began teaching Alex how to describe things, how to make his desires known, and even how to ask questions.
By the end, Alex displayed the cognitive powers of a 5-year-old child. He had a vocabulary of 150 words. He knew the names of 50 objects and could, in addition, describe their colors, shapes, and the materials they were made from. He could ask for things and would reject things he did not want. He could understand and discuss the concepts of bigger, smaller, same, and different. He even knew how to apologize if he annoyed Dr. Pepperberg or her collaborators. Alex would talk and perform for anyone, and not just Dr. Pepperberg.
There are still a few researchers who think Alex's skills were the result of rote learning rather than abstract thought. However, he convinced most in the field that birds, as well as mammals, can evolve complex and sophisticated cognition and communicate the results to others.